are many ways you can support Write Up My Podcast, but we'd love it if you pick just one.
You can join our Rump Club via Patreon from as little as £3 a month.
Get exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, the inside scoop on upcoming episodes, members-only workshops, no-holds-barred Gwen and Kate Wiffle Waffle, and more.
Simply head to patreon.com/writeupmypodcast. Or if you prefer to be a one-off supporter, you can send us a virtual coffee. Head to buymeacoffee.com/writeupmy.
Follow the links in our show notes and we will love you forever. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Rumpet.
It's right up my street, it's my boulevard. It's right up my Straza. Oh my God, it's garden right up there. Ah, it's right up my podcast.
Welcome to Write Up My Podcast. My name's Gwen Watson.
And my name's Kate White. And this is The Rumpet, where we talk about ways to make you feel good and share your shout-outs.
Welcome! Kate, what have you found out to make yourself feel good, please?
Well, I've been kind of following this theme that I've had recently about little things that bring joy into your life.
Oh, the glimmers! You wrote a blog on this, didn't you? And shared it on our Insta.
Yeah, I wrote a blog about glimmers. And in the way that the nervous system has become your obsession, glimmers and joy has become my obsession. What a thing to be obsessed with.
So for people who don't know what you're talking about, could you remind them, what is a glimmer, please?
A glimmer is just a little flicker of joy brought on about something seemingly quite small and innocuous in your everyday life, such as putting on a clean pair of socks. You know, we're not talking about the big things like opening a birthday present or booking a holiday. We're talking about those little things in life. And I discovered a new word since we've last spoken about this,
ooh,
which I think ties into it. It's a German word called Vorfreude, which basically translates as the anticipation of joy. And I was reading in my Rumpet research, trying to bring some new info to things that make you feel good.
I love that you do the homework, Kate. You are holding this boat afloat for both of us. I appreciate you. You are my glimmer.
That might be the nicest thing anyone could ever say to me. So Vorfreude, the anticipation of joy, is that moment before you sip your favourite hot drink, or that moment when you're going to meet someone or see something or do something you want to do, but that moment just before it happens, that anticipation, that excitement. And there's been some research done about this by Rory Platt from the School of Life. And he says the trick lies in filling your calendar with lots of little moments to look forward to, like tiny baubles that, when seen from a distance, combine to make a more glittering future, which I love.
Now, they can't all be like trips to the Eiffel Tower or going out for an expensive dinner. So what's he talking about? Little things?
No, not at all. It's just the little things, and it's identifying what those little things are. They're already part of your everyday life, but little things that you look forward to. Like at 11 o'clock, I always have a cup of coffee. And at about 10:30, you start to anticipate that moment and get a bit of joy out of that. Or you always start your day with a walk, don't you? So anticipating when you go to sleep the night before. Oh, I'm already looking forward to getting out and hearing the birds sing on my walk tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's your Vorfreude.
And like, I always spend Monday night in. And so on a Monday, I experience little moments of joy all day when I think, oh, what am I doing tonight? Nothing! I'm always so happy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if I put that on my calendar, I could enjoy it all through the week, reminding myself that I'm not doing anything on a Monday night.
That's totally it. And the anticipation of knowing that you've got no plans is probably more fun than when it is 9:30 at night and you're sat on the sofa doing nothing.
Yes. We've spoken about this before, haven't we? I don't want to take this onto a negative slant, but we have spoken about this before, that sometimes the enjoyment of the anticipation can outweigh the actual thing.
Yeah.
That can happen. That regularly happens to me. If I feel I've got really excited about something in advance, I think, oh God, what's going to go wrong? I can't possibly enjoy this as much as I'm enjoying it in advance. But I like the idea of having those little moments of just, that anticipation of little things. That's nice.
Exactly. And there's actual proper, real, bona fide science behind this, apparently. So, study published in Frontiers of Psychology, which sounds like a very exciting publication. So this study found that anticipating positive events activated the brain's prefrontal cortex, which is associated with high levels of well-being. So it's a thing. It's an actual real thing.
I love it.
And I love that.
And I also really love going back to your blog post, just because you were actually writing down your glimmers, because they do say this, don't they? That to not only like, so it's like on a walk and you see, like this morning I was on a walk and I turned a corner and there was a robin sat on a branch. And they're so brave, aren't they, robins? They will hang around the longest. They're least scared by a human. And I was just like, oh, look at the little robin. And just those, it's those little moments. It's not only like feeling the joy of the moment, but it's also then taking a moment going, oh, this is a glimmer. And then what you can do to bed it in more is tell people about the glimmers or write down the glimmers. So you've got a list of them, say at the end of the night, at the end of your day. And another thing you might do is to then go find the glimmers where you know there's going to be glimmers. Hang on, wait a minute, I'll explain. So say, for example, you always see rabbits on your walk if you go early, which is the case around here. So yeah, do it. Go early so you know that you're going to see the rabbits and you know that you're going to get the glimmers. And yeah, so I like this. This is just another layer. I love it.
Another layer. This is it. The glimmer is not enough now. We need to anticipate the glimmer. And then in a couple of weeks, I'm going to add another layer onto what you need to do before anticipating the glimmer. And we're going to have a whole pyramid of joy that takes up our entire every waking moment. I'm feeling
She's going to be called Kate Glimmer White. She's going to have T-shirts made.
I'm going to have a T-shirt where on the back it says Bringer of Joy.
I love it. And also, we did touch upon this, didn't we? We learnt about this in our Living Remarkably episode, which we have spoken about a couple of times because it is one of our most listened to episodes.
Yeah.
I think it was from series 6, wasn't it? Yeah, last series. Yeah, so if you haven't heard that one, that is a real one where you go along with your notebook and pen and then want to listen to again at the end. And also Claudia Hammond, who we've interviewed on Rest, that's coming up. Is that our next episode?
That's our next episode, yeah.
Excellent. She talks about going on an awe walk, which is basically the same thing, isn't it? So no spoilers, but yeah, that's what we'll be doing in our next episode.
Yeah. Anyway, so this article about Vorfreude, sorry, German speakers out there for destroying your beautiful
language.
It gives some examples of these little joy-filled things, things we've already spoken about, planning a morning affirmation or a positive statement to start your day, turning routines. We love a routine on Right Up My Podcast, like your morning coffee into a bit of a ritual.
Love that.
Love that as well. This is a good one, actually. Coming off autopilot. I think there's a lot to be said for that. Not just going through the day, just automatically doing things when your head is in a completely different place. Actually being aware of the things that you're doing in the moment that you're doing them, even the most mundane things.
Right. So getting present. I think that is another big buzzword.
Yeah.
That we've touched on a few times. Being present.
Definitely.
So not just standing there washing up, but going, oh, look at me, I'm here washing up.
Here I am, my hands are soapy, the water's so warm.
Oh, it feels so nice.
And for me, a big one that I've been thinking about loads is not multitasking. I've realised how much more I enjoy even the most normal things in life if I just do one thing at a time and do it properly and actually finish it, as opposed to multitasking, never quite getting anything to an end point.
Yeah. Hallelujah, 100%, ding, ding, jackpot.
Oh, I like this one. Celebrate seasonal changes like the spring equinox, midsummer, midwinter, full moons, etc.
Well, you know that we do that here, thanks to Kate and her almanac.
Oh,
we never let the change of a season go unnoticed.
In fact, I sometimes have to hold myself back from when we come to record. Kate, don't need to bring the almanac to every single recording session. Leave it behind, just this once.
More of the almanac, please.
I like this one. Create a small ritual for when you get home from work. For those old school people who actually leave the house to go to work, creating a little ritual that you do when you get through the door at the end of the day. I think that's quite nice. Something that feels like a and relax moment.
And I'm
even
home.
If it only takes a minute or so, take your shoes off and light a candle. I don't know.
I was going to say, what does that look like? Do all rituals look like lighting a candle? Sitting in your favourite armchair with a cup of tea?
Yeah. What could that look like? Taking your shoes and socks off and putting your slippers on. Old lady alert.
I am celebrating old ladiness.
Yeah.
Can I throw in some things that I think fit with this list?
Please do.
This is something that we shared on our stories the other day on Insta. It's called Weird Things That Make You Happy as an Adult. Here we go. Number one, writing with a nice pen.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the little cartoon person says, this is life-changing. having plans cancelled.
Oh,
nothing's better.
Nothing better. I've seen so much of that around right now. The sort of the joy of having plans cancelled. I saw this tote bag that said on it, sorry I was late, I didn't want to come.
My dad's got a T-shirt with that on it. I don't think it's... He wore that when we had a big family reunion where he was meeting like 60 cousins that he'd never met before in his life with a T-shirt saying, sorry, I'm late, I didn't want to come. I was like, I don't know if that's the most appropriate clothing to be wearing to this. Anyway, next on the list is freshly cleaned sheets.
Any greater joy?
None. Other than enjoying coffee before anyone else wakes up. We did talk about how you particularly like that, Kate.
I'm a big fan of that.
Next one, opening a brand new sponge.
That is good. That is so sponge etiquette. Let's just pause here for a minute. I let my sponges get so skanky and gross. They like have to be physically falling apart and black before I throw them away. Yeah. Am I a gross human being?
Oh, of course. No, that's totally normal. Okay, I don't throw mine away. A man appears in a hazmat suit and takes them away just periodically, and then I know it's time to buy a new one. So I think we're all the same that front.
Oh, good. Glad I'm not the only person with very low levels of hygiene.
It improves our immune system.
Yes.
And the final one on here is stretching your back. Oh, a nice stretch. Oh,
baby. That is so good. Oh, my God.
Love it.
What have you been doing to make yourself feel good since we last got together?
Well, I have been to London Town. And this is something that I could do fairly regularly when I lived in Bristol. But now I'm in West Wales. It feels like travelling. I think it's quicker to get to Spain. It does feel like travelling to the other end of the country, which is what it is.
Yeah.
But this is my point being that when I do it, I have such a good time. And I think, God, that wasn't that hard. I need to do this more often. And it takes at least 5 hours.
Yeah.
So it isn't, you know, it is a thing. And I went with my boy, and it was, whose name is Jake, actually. He's now said I'm allowed to say his name.
Because hi, Jake.
Finally. We've just had our first year anniversary. It was such a lovely weekend of like hanging out with friends, went for Korean food, went to the theatre to see, we saw Sarah Snook, who is Shiv from Succession, for all you Succession fans. She was doing a one-woman show, Picture of Dorian Gray, which I've always thought was called A Portrait of Dorian Gray. Turns out I've been wrong all my life. She does a one-woman show playing something like all 27 characters of A Picture of Dorian Gray.
Wow.
And it's so incredible. She's just won an Olivier Award for it. And they used all this great tech where she's being filmed and it's going on screens. And then she's previously been filmed playing another character in different dress. And then the two characters appear on the screen together, like her live with her pre-recorded. And then there'll be like three of them on the screen or six of them on the screen. It was so cleverly done.
And then she's like being filmed.
It's so brilliant. I mean, it's only on for a 14-week run.
Right.
But there are still tickets left. So I think it's only on till May. But you can grab a ticket up in the Golds for £40 and ours for £50. You can go onto that that website, seatplan.co.uk, to see the views from your seat. But because it's all on screens, you're not missing much because it's all, you know, above the ground anyway.
And it blows my mind when these people do these one-person shows. Like, what an intense experience that must be for
them. Oh, my God.
To do that day in, day out, twice a day sometimes. It just blows my mind. It's incredible. And there seems to be a bit of a thing right now for actors being like, I'm going to be all the characters. Because didn't Andrew Scott do a one-man show recently?
Yes.
Vanya, that was it. And
Chekhov's Vanya. Yeah, we saw that at the local cinema. They did one of those live screenings.
Yes.
Which is usually the way I get to see my culture these days, is a live screening at the local cinema. He was amazing, Andrew Scott. is an adaptation of Uncle Vanya, but he played all the characters on stage, and so he just had like a little techniques, like one of the characters twiddled a necklace and another one bounced a ball, and all these little ways that you could tell he was a different character, as well as the fact that his face and voice and everything changed. And the same with her, like she was playing all these men.
Wow.
And
yeah,
God, it was absolutely mind-blowing. So that's what I've been doing to make myself feel good.
Sounds so fun. So fun.
I now need a good lie down. I'm not doing bloody anything. Tonight, I am lying down in front of my log fire because I can barely walk now.
You're gearing up for a nana nap already.
Yeah.
Recently sent your new policy documents to you, but we don't seem to have received any payment yet. We are therefore writing to check that you've received the documents and to remind you that to remain covered payment is now due. You'll find the details attached of how you can pay. Sent your payment, please ignore this, and we apologize for any confusion. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, it's shout out time. All right, so I like this one. You know, we did Seed Sisters last week, and we were asking people, like, what herbal secrets do you have? As we talked about cabbage poultices on our boobs and stuff like that. Alex Beer says,
don't remind me.
in which Kate nearly vomited into her mouth. Alex Beer says, possibly off topic, but aloe vera plant. Everyone should have at least 30.
Good for burns of aloe vera? Yes. Have you got one?
I've got at least... I think I've got about 3. I used to have more like 10.
Really?
But
I have a big fat 0. I don't have a single aloe vera plant. I need to change this immediately.
You need to get right on it, miss. I use it for burns. I've even put it in a juice. You can scrape out this flesh and bloody well eat it.
Nice.
I am Cassie Watts. She says, now this is in reaction to your blog that we were talking about earlier with the glimmers. I really love this. It's more recognition than we give. Practicing gratitude. It's noticing the really small things. Thanks for the reminder. There we go, Kate. We're all about the glimmers today.
We are. There's a theme.
There really is. And also, Lisa Graydon, want to give you a massive, massive big shout out and a thank you, because Lisa was the very first person to buy us a coffee. Yay!
Thank you, Lisa.
Don't forget, if you want to buy us a virtual coffee, then go on over to, in fact, we'll give the link at the end, and it'll be below in the show notes, and you will get a shout out too, because we'll be very, very grateful to you. Thank you.
And while we're giving shout outs, I wanted to say a big hello to some of our listeners around the world, because I disappeared down a stats rabbit hole the other day and found myself looking at the list of locations of where people listen to Right Up My Podcast. You would not believe it, Gwen.
We've got
listeners in Cambodia, in Uruguay, in Ukraine, in Bhutan. The list goes on. Sri Lanka, Guatemala, Argentina, China, Panama.
Wow.
I mean, I could bore you all by just reading out all the countries around the world, but I just
couldn't believe
it. You're
not boring me at all. I love that we're being listened to in a war zone as well. I mean, I don't know if I should be celebrating that, but that's pretty amazing.
So thank you, listeners from around the world.
That's so lovely. Massive hello to you if you're somewhere exciting. If you are somewhere exciting, can you email us writeupmypodcast@gmail.com, please? And tell us about your view outside your window as you're listening to Write Up My Podcast. Tell us about your country, please. Because, I want to know about it.
And that goes out to all our listeners, actually. We want to hear from everybody. Why don't you get in touch? Email us at writeupmypodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you do to make yourself feel good. Actually, you know what I want to know? Share your glimmers with us. That would be brilliant.
Yes, tell us your glimmers, please.
We can add it to our joy list.
Yay! Thank you for listening to The Rumpet.
Please like, review and share the episodes with your friends, and please subscribe too.
Massive thank you to our team. That is Andy G on the music, Erica Francis George on the artwork, and Dave Jones on the voiceover. We love you, you awesome people.
Our next Rumpet will be in a couple of weeks, but meanwhile, we'll be back next week talking all about rest with famed psychologist Claudia Hammond. Meanwhile, keep trying things
to make you feel good. Bye bye.
Tell me,
did you like the podcast, Brian?
No!
Oh. If, unlike Brian, you thought our podcast was really great, then don't hold back, like, subscribe and tell your mate. But if, like Brian, you thought our podcast wasn't fun, then just keep quiet, don't feel the need to tell anyone. We'd love to hear from you if you've got some thoughts to share, such rich and lovely views that all should be aware of. But I hope you liked our podcast and you thought it was really great. And if you did, like, subscribe and tell your mate. 'Cause we don't need grumpy pants bringing everybody down. No, we don't need negative Nellies making people frown. So I hope you liked our podcast and you thought it was really great. And if you did, like, subscribe and tell your mate.